distinct after he left the CIA. And it was reported in the media that he said that from the very first moment he believed this was a terrorist attack. And obviously we know what the State Department people on the ground said, that it was a terrorist attack. I believe that there was a narrative put out by the White House early on, which just worked its way in from the start, because Petraeus himself said later on he thought it was terrorist from the start. We know from the testimony of the people on the ground that they thought it was terrorist. We know that Ambassador Stevens thought it was a terrorist attack. So again, I think this raises questions about the CIA, and also you have Mike Morrell making these changes, apparently over the objections of David Petraeus, who's the director. So how does Morrell, the number two guy, get to make the changes when the director thinks that these changes should not be made?
Yeah, there does seem to be some discrepancy there, but it also seems, I mean, to ask you the question, are we ever going to find out who put those words in spontaneously inspired by protests at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo? Because, of course, by this trail, it appears that that is what the CIA was done with and handed over for conversation. So it appears to back up the White House's assertion that that came from the CIA.